Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has accused the West of deception in its support for human rights. Ayatollah Khamenei said certain Western countries' support for Daesh in Syria and their response to the crimes perpetrated in Myanmar reveal that their sheer lies of advocating human rights. The leader made the remarks in a meeting with the Iranian judiciary officials in the capital, Tehran. He said Iran holds the Western countries involved in crimes against humanity accountable for their atrocities. Ayatollah Khamenei also hailed the judiciary for pursuing Iranian nation's rights in the face of the enemies. Now to discuss that more, we are joined by Shabir Hassanali, activist and Islamic scholar. Thank you very much, Mr. Hassanali, once again for joining us on the Top 5. What do you make of Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution's comments that were made today regarding the double standards when it comes to human rights?
I think absolutely. As always, Ayatollah Khamenei has hit the nail on the head, so to speak. Where if you look at the way human rights is being used by Western countries for years now, for decades now, it's as a tool. If they don't like a particular government, like, for example, they don't like the Islamic Republic of Iran, immediately they slap it with all manner of human rights violations, and then that leads to sanctions and so on and so forth. Whereas when you have real perpetrators of human rights violations like Myanmar, like the Saudi regime, like Bahrain, like what Saudi is doing in Yemen, like what the Zionists are doing flagrantly in occupied Palestine, you see nothing, you see silence. And when anyone so much as dares to like question that the Zionists are doing this over here, they're shooting, for example, medical staff in cold blood, they're shooting footballers in cold blood, when is someone going to do something about this? You have immediately, you know, you have the United States, be it today in Trump's administration or previously with Obama or any of the others, you have them throwing tantrums and getting all excited and saying, oh my God, you know, this is very bad, and no one is, you know, these people are all anti-Semitic and they're ganging up against Israel and all of this stuff. The reality is human rights is not, human rights are only for the friends of the empire, if you like. They're the only ones who are classified as human. Everyone else who comes from a place that is not friendly or who don't have friendship with the empire and don't bend the knee to the empire, so to speak, they're not considered human, so of course they don't have human rights. And this is the underlying problem. Human rights are not really human rights. They're friends of the empire's rights.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hassani. That's actually a very interesting point you mentioned. We also saw the United States pulling out of the UN Human Rights Council. How does that play out?
Well, of course, like the United Nations Human Rights Council has become, it's tired of the double standards of America. Because the United Nations, while it's got many, many faults and everything, it's still made up of all of the countries of the world. And the world is not blind. The world sees that this is ludicrous. You know, Israel, what it's doing to the medics, to the children, this is insane. What Saudi is doing in Yemen, these are crimes against humanity. The whole reason for the existence of the United Nations was allegedly on the basis of this idea of never again, where following what we're told happened in the Second World War with the Nazis and the killing of minorities and all of this, the United Nations, you know, came together as the winners of this war, so to speak, and they said, we're never going to let this happen again. Well, really, the United Nations has not really been successful, and part of that lack of success has been due to the veto-wielding United States, United Kingdom, and France, who have constantly blocked any condemnation of human rights violators who are their friends, and rendered the United Nations Human Rights Council essentially invalid. And void. But when you have people keep complaining, they keep saying from within the Human Rights Council that no, Israel is committing crimes against humanity, Saudi is committing crimes against humanity, even if they do it with a very timid voice, this is the nature of America and the Zionist factions. They can't take even the slightest criticism. And so they throw a tantrum, like I said, they throw their toys out of the pram, and they decide that, right, we're not going to be part of this, you know, because somehow they feel that if it's a threat, it's like a spoiled bully in the playground says, right, I'm not going to be your friend. And they're expecting everyone to turn around and say, oh, please, Mr. America, come back and be my friend. I'm really sad and you must be my friend. I can't, you know, exist without you. Whereas the reality is the world has said, fine, you want to leave, ya Allah, go. We don't need you. Go to hell.
Thank you
And
very
this is
much.
the nature. America slowly, slowly is dying under the weight of all of its lies and corruption. And God willing, that will be soon.
Thank you very much. That was Mr. Shabir Hassan Ali, activist and Islamic scholar, joining us live from London.